Okay, you push the button, says it's in progress. I push the button saying I've got it. So all is well. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that we can study your word again this afternoon. And we pray that you will teach us again today those things that we need to know today. We agree that the Bible is both a timeless book and a timely book. It's timeless in that it always applies to every time. And it's timely in that it's always got a message for us right now. So we thank you for your promise to be with us when we study, and we pray that you will fulfill that promise right now. And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. Well, I don't know if we have questions today. I keep forgetting what questions we used to have and when we used to have them. If there is a question, we can try to deal with it. If not, we'll keep on our studies.
我有一个问题，是我周五的时候，我自己的一个事情，就因为在疫情期间呢，我就必须留在这里，但是我也还是蛮开心的，因为我觉得我有一个感恩的心，我觉得是神让我在这里，让我静下来，多读一点圣经，来你先翻译一下。
Okay, so she said that this question is about herself. It's on last Friday, so because of this pandemic, so she has to stay in Vancouver. So she thought this is the matter that Lord wants to teach her something.
因为我星期五参加，我有一个查经是很久了一个就是。 比较紧密的那个朋友，那然后呢，就因为很多人非常关注我，我也很感恩，他们就觉得我可能是非常那种，但是我确确实实我没有那种，因为我确确实实是真的是非常感恩，因为我觉得通过这个事情呢，我跟我自己的家里人的关系更紧密。 很多事情，对。
So she attended a Bible study that she normally attended on Friday evening just for a long time. But she said she is very thankful that they have that Bible study. And everybody in that group thought that she's very strong, something like that, because she could not go back to visit her family. But she said because of this pandemic, she thought that she and her family is more close now.
那个，为什么我当时举了一个例子，然后呢，其中一个朋友就说， 如果要是说这是重点啊，我的问题的重点，如果要是很多人搞不清楚，我会这个例子我会绊倒别人，我有一点点想 confuse 是属于这种一点。
Okay, so she said this is the point of the question because she used an example that she didn't know that if that example will stumble somebody in that group.
Yeah, this example is about grateful to Lord, 这个是关于感恩的这个部分。我怎么举的例子呢？因为以前我们家里啊，就是那个我先生跟我小孩呀，就是这两年我不是回国嘛，对吧？因为他们就觉着家里非常 organized， 就是非常都 OK， 都是觉得很正常啊，也觉得好像我也没有那种存在感，你知道。然后疫情之后呢，也没有钟点工了，我也不在家了，哎呦，他们家我们家就觉得他们就感觉这一塌糊涂，就觉得我有多对他们有多那个重要的。
没有以前整洁的。
对呀、啊，所以我就是非常感恩，就是觉得我们真的是非常非常紧密。但是为什么觉得我这个例子会绊倒别人呢？我就觉得，容易绊倒人呢，还是怎样
？Okay, so, she is not sure if she used that example, because her example is about herself, because before this pandemic, even she stayed in Vancouver, her family in China, in the house, even without her, everything is very organized. That seems like they don't have to have her. So, but in this pandemic, there's no helper in the house, just like somebody have to do some housework because of the pandemic, so that her house is not that organized anymore. So now the family think about she is very important for the family now.
So, 我有一点点，就是我不明白为什么我会可能会绊倒别人。我这个，因为我真的是非常感恩的那种。
So, but does you think, she used this example to give praise to the Lord, but she's not sure if that is a proper example or cause somebody fall.
All right. Well, those are good. It's a good story and a good question in this story. So, go ahead.
这是一个好的故事，也是一个好的例子，在这个故事里面。
Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
所以大家翻到罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8, and we'll just read one verse together, verse 28.
所以罗马书的八章的第二十八节，我们只读一节。
And it says in English, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
这节经文说我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
The fact is that we are not in control of the circumstances of our lives.
所以呢，事实上呢，我们每一个人呢，都不能控制我们人生的这个处境。
But the other side of that coin is this. God is in control of all the other things in our life.
所以呢，这个硬币的另一面呢，就是说是神是控制一切的。
And he's in control of them in two ways. Number one, he makes sure that they are what is right for us.
所以呢，实际上呢，神呢，控制整个的一切，掌控整个利息，用两种方式。第一种方式呢，神会确保这些所有的事情都是为我们的好处。
And number two, he made sure that good comes out of every set of circumstances we have.
第二件呢，就是说，这样的好事为我们好的事呢，是从我们人生中的任何一个处境里都会带出好处来。
Now only God is good enough to do that, big enough to do that, able to do that.
只有神，他是那个良善，足够的良善，足够的大，足够的好的做这些。But
the wonderful thing is that not only can he make everything work together for our good, but he will make everything work together for our good if we love him and follow his calling, his purpose.
你对你讲到的不光是说神能不能够这样让万事互相效应，叫神爱神的人得益处，是他一定会那么做，就是那些只要你是按照他的旨意被招的人。So,
one of my friends once bought a car. And when he bought the car, he said, Lord, this is your car. I'm not going to pretend it's my car. This is your car.
有的有一个朋友呢，买一辆车，买一辆车以后呢，就跟主说：“主啊，这是您的车，不是我的车，我也不假装这个车是我的。”A
few days later, he was involved in an accident.
所以几天后呢，他发生了一个车祸。And
he went to the Lord and he said, Lord, I'm sorry, I've got bad news for you. Your car has been in an accident.
所以呢，他就来到主面前跟主祷告说：“主啊，对不起，我有个坏消息给您，因为您的车发生了车祸。”And
he said, for some reason, you allowed your car to be in an accident. I'm looking to you to make it good.
所以他说呢，因为某种原因呢，神呢，您让这个车祸发生，所以呢，我盼望着您在这件坏事上。
And so the corollary, if I can call it that here, is this, that when things happen, we always say, thank you, Lord, in everything, for everything we give thanks, because God will make it work out right.
所以呢，这里呢，他要讲这个例子打的比方，就是要得出结果，就是说，不管任何事发生了，你都要说感谢主。任何凡事感恩，你说不管这个是什么样的，我相信主都是为了我的益处让它发生的。And
so God is working things out in your life and in the life of your family. You simply say, thank you, Lord. You tell me what to do next.
因为神在你自己和在你家人身上做工，所以呢，不管怎么着，你要说感谢主，你要为所有的事感恩。So,
before I came into this meeting today, I had to say, my car needs to be fixed.
所以呢，今天在他来参加这个学习之前呢， 他说他不得不说，他的车也要修了。So
I said, Lord, would you please help me? You know how to fix my car. You please help me. I believe the Lord will help me.
因为我就跟主说呢，主说呢，我的车需要维修了，所以主啊，求您帮助我。您知道，我的车也是要怎么去修，所以您会把您自己的车修好。
All right. Well, those are my initial responses to your question.
这是他的一个初步的对你的问题的回答。
So let's turn in our Bibles now to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们回到提摩太后书的第三章。
And we've been going through 2 Timothy just one verse at a time, And we're right at the very end. So we're going to continue our studies now in verse 14. 2 Timothy 4, verse 14.
所以我们要，他说的是第四章，我们要到提摩太后书第四章的第十四节。
Verse 14 says, Alexander the mill worker or the metal worker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done.
所以第十四节说呢，铜匠亚历山大多多的害我，主必照他所行的报应他。
It's interesting, we've just been looking that the Lord will do good to all those who love him. This verse says the Lord will do bad things to those who do bad things to God's people.
实际上呢，刚才很有趣的，我们刚才读到的神会对爱他的人，万事让他在爱神的人身上有益处。但这一节呢说呢，那个对神的属神的人不好的人。
Then he goes on in verse 15 to Timothy. He says, you too should be on your guard against him because he strongly opposed our message.
第十五节呢说呢，你也要防备他，因为他极力抵挡了我们的话。
So remember, if you find people who oppose the message of God, you just watch out for them. Don't pretend that they're going to be nice to you when they were opposing God elsewhere. They'll oppose God with you as well.
实际上当你看到那些抵挡神的话的人呢，你就要防备他。他如果在其他的地方抵挡神呢，他在你面前他同样会抵挡你。
So you just... There are certain people out there who are enemies of the cross. They don't love Jesus, and you just be aware of them and don't have anything to do with them.
所以呢，实际上呢，在有很多的人，他们是十字架的敌人。所以呢，你看到这些人呢，要防备他们，不要跟他们有任何的关系。
Then he goes on in verse 16 and says, "At my first defense, No one came to support me, but everyone deserted me."
所以呢，就是那句说呢，我初次申诉，没人前来帮助，尽得离弃我。
You will often find in the great difficulties of life that some people that you thought would be there to help you aren't there to help you.
所以呢，你会发现在你人生非常艰难的 时候呢，那些本来应该能来帮助你的人却没有来帮助你。
And that may be very disappointing at the time.
所以你那个时候可能会非常的沮丧。
Verse 17 says, "But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength."
所以第十七节说呢，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量。So
it's nice when we have the friendship of the Lord and His, sorry, of the people of God, the friendship of family. But what is most important is that the Lord stays with us.
所以实际上呢，对我们在神的家里，在你自己的家，在周围那个友谊是非常重要的。但是最重要的呢，是主和我们在一起。Now
this whole story is about Timothy, who was fearful of the problems that come in the Christian life. And the Lord says, Paul says to him, Timothy, even if when you were in difficulty, nobody was with you other than the Lord Jesus, you be happy. Jesus is there. You keep carrying on.
所以实际上呢，这一封书信呢，都是写给提摩太的，因为提摩太在当时的那个环境下，他对当时的处境有很多的恐惧。 所以使得保罗写信给他说，那不管怎么说，主是跟你在一起的，只要主跟你在一起，一切都没问题，所以你继续保持前行。
Here he's saying, the Lord stood with me so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it.
你这里继续讲呢，在主呢，是这样呢，使我使福音被我尽都阐明，叫外邦人都听见。
And so, amazingly,though Paul was all alone when he was tried, but the Lord used that aloneness to cause many other people to hear the message.
所以这里非常神奇的是呢，尽管当时保罗很孤独，但是主呢，使用了保罗这个孤独，让很多其他的人都听到了福音。
Can I remind you that the Lord often uses the extreme difficulty that the servant of God is in order to proclaim his message more widely?
所以实际上呢，我要提醒大家一点的是呢，主通常用一些极端的艰苦的环境，让神的福音呢可以被更广泛的传播。
And I'm going to give you one more of my stories. By the grace of God, I've had lots of experiences in life, and sometimes the stories are worth repeating.
那实际上呢，他呢要讲一个他自己的故事。其实神的恩典呢，在他的人生中呢有大量的故事，很多故事呢都是值得不断重复的。
I was on the other side of the world on one occasion when some men decided that they were going to take me and we were going to do bad things.
所以呢，他那个时候在世界的另一端，他们那个当时的人呢，准备带着他一起去干一些坏事。
And without telling me, they did take me to a bad place.
所以呢，他们预先没有告诉他，他们把他带到了一个坏的地方。
And they were very kind, but I had to say to them, I'm awfully sorry, but I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to that bad place. You take me home right now.
所以呢，他们对他非常友好，但是呢，Harold 不得不说，我非常的抱歉，我不会进到你要我进去的那个坏的地方。所以你现在就把我送回去。
They were not happy. I was embarrassed, but I was all alone. Nobody was with me.
所以实际上呢，他们呢不高兴，我也很尴尬，但是呢，我当时非常的孤独，没有一个人站在他那一边。
And, it was so bad that I decided that I was going to have to retire from the company because I could not compromise and I was embarrassing to them.
所以实际上呢，这个事情糟糕到这种地步呢，他必须呢，退出他在工作的那个公司，他不想去让他们尴尬，他也不想去做那些事儿。
It was 3 days later that we were stuck in a traffic jam. I've never been stuck in a traffic jam like that before or since in my life.
所以呢，实际上3天以后呢，他们遇到了一个极度的交通阻塞。在这样的交通阻塞，在他的人生中，在他那之前他没经历过，直到现在他也没经历过那样的堵车。
We were in a bus.There were about 26 men in the bus, and we couldn't go anywhere.
所以他们在一个巴士里面，在巴士里面呢，有26个人在那个车上，所以他们哪里也去不了。
I was in the left-hand corner of the bus at the front.
所以呢，他是在左手的那个车的公交车的那个最前面。
My boss's boss was in the right hand of the bus at the back.
所以呢，他的老板的老板呢，是在那个工资车的右边的最后的一个位置上。
And he said to me, why did you do what you did the other night? Why did you not stay with those men?
你那天跟我说呢，你那天晚上你为什么那么做？你为什么不跟他们一起？
And I said, because I'm a Christian.
我说因为我是个基督徒。
And he says, what's that mean?
基督徒为什么意思？
And so I started to tell him what a Christian was.
然后呢，就告诉他基督徒是什么样的人。
And he said to all the other men, keep quiet. Harold, speak up. I want to hear you.
所以他那当时他老板就对所有车上人说，你们都安静，然后还有点大声说，我想听你说什么。And
for one half an hour, I preached the gospel to 26 men.
所以在一个半小时内，他对26个人来传道。
And the traffic was so bad, the bus didn't even move.
所以这个交通阻塞如此的严重，那个巴士呢就一动不动。
No man stood with me the night that I said I'm a Christian to those one or two men.
所以呢，实际上呢，在那天晚上，前几天晚上呢，他就不跟他们干坏事的时候，没一个人跟他站在一起。
But God was with me, and because of that, I got to preach the gospel to all of those men. And they all had to listen because they couldn't even look out the window. We weren't going anywhere.
所以实际上呢，神跟他在一起，所以他当时呢，对那天晚上所有跟他在一起的人呢，跟他们讲福音，但是呢，他们不想听都不行。 他们甚至呢，看连窗外都不能看，因为他的车哪里也去不了。
Hey, God did it for Paul. God did it for me. God will do it for you. When you say, I will stand for Jesus, I won't do that. I'm going to follow Jesus.
所以实际上呢，神站在那个保罗一边，神也站在Harold那一边。 所以呢，神呢，一定会站在你一边。当你说你要为了主耶稣基督而去做那些事的时候，
Not only that, but the verse 15, I'm not sure what it is. Verse 17 ends with the line, "I was delivered from the lion's mouth."
所以第17节呢，结尾处说呢，我也从狮子口里被救出来。
The devil has all kinds of tricks for his people.
所以呢，魔鬼呢有所有各种各样的陷阱为呢人。
And he always wants to trap the Christian so that he can do something bad to him.
所以呢，魔鬼呢总是想把基督徒套到他的陷阱里。
So Paul says, it's true. When I was at trial, I was all alone and I felt very bad. But I followed Jesus. The message went out to all those people and the devil didn't get me.
受审的时候呢，我非常的孤独，但是呢，主耶稣基督和我在一起，所以呢，我把神的福音广泛的传出去了，魔鬼他并没有得逞。Be
strong. Do what is right. Stand up for Jesus and let the message go a long way out and let the Lord keep the devil from getting you.
所以要坚强起来，站起来，为了主耶稣基督站起来，把福音传到任世界的其他的地方去，让魔鬼的阴谋永远不能得逞。Now
verse 18 is a wonderful verse. Timothy, you've got lots of problems. You remember this. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack.
十八节是一节非常美丽的一节经文，他这样说：主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国。
Is that good news?
这是好消息吗？
Oh, you say that's wonderful. What's the devil going to do tomorrow?
你说这太美了，那魔鬼明天他准备干什么坏事呢？
I don't know, probably going to attack me like he did yesterday, only in a different way.
今天我不知道，他可能会同样的，像昨天一样袭击我，但是他要换一种方式。But
the promise is the Lord will rescue me from every one of the evil attacks of the devil.
所以呢，就是应许是在那主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶。And
he will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Yippee!
所以呢，他也必救我进他的天国. Yippee!
Okay, I get to go to his kingdom, and he's going to make sure I get there.
所以呢，我必要进到神的天国里，其实神呢会确保我也进到他的天国里。But
some people say, do you hope to be in heaven when you die?
所以有些人说，那你希望你去天国吗？你死后？
And we say, no, I don't hope I will. I know I will be in heaven when I die.
所以我说不是的，我不是说我死后我希望我进天堂，因为我知道我死了以后我一定会进天堂。
How do we know that? He will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom.
所以我是知道主呢也必救我进他的天国。
Okay, it's verses like that that just absolutely thrill you. And you say, Lord, you're so good and your promises are so real.
所以呢，实际上呢，这些经文呢，对你来说是一个非常刺激的。你说，哎，主会这么做，我知道主一定会那么做。
Now, if he didn't do that, what would you do?
如果主不那么做，那你怎么，你会做什么？
Well, when you get to heaven, you'd open to this verse, and you'd point to it, and you say, Lord, you promised you would do it, and you didn't do it.
所以你到了天堂以后呢，你就把这节经文指给主看。你说主啊，你答应了我，你应许了我，你要这么做，但是您却没有做。
Do you think anyone will ever be able to do that? To look God square in the eye and say, you promised you would, and you didn't.
你认为任何人会有这样的机会到天堂去指着神说，您允许了这些，但是您却没有做吗？
And Chelsea says, no, it's not going to happen. It just doesn't happen like that. God says it, he will do it.
所以前一节就是不可能，这种事情是不可能发生的，因为神说他要做什么，他一定会做。How's
the verse end?
你最后一节是什么？
To him be glory forever and ever.
所以呢，愿荣耀归他，直到永远永远。If
you were to get to heaven, and you were to say to God, you promised and you didn't do it, and you know you promised, and you know you didn't do it. Would he get glory forever and ever from that?
所以呢，如果你真的有一丝毫这样的机会，你去了天堂以后，你跟神说呢，神啊，您答应了这些，您应许了这些，您就没有去做。你认为如果这些事情发生呢，神会得到永远的荣耀吗？
No. He didn't fulfill his promise. It would be shame for him forever and ever.
所以如果神呢，不实现他的应许呢，那么对神来说是一个永永远远的羞愧。
Do you think that he's going to let one little promise that he made to you blot his name forever and ever?
所以你认为神会让一个他应许的不发生来永远的让神的名受到玷污吗？
No.
Okay.
God's character is at stake with every promise he made to you. God's character is at stake with every promise he made to me, and not one of them will fail, or he will lose his glory.
所以实际上神的本质神的本性呢就是他去实现在你我身上的每一个应许如果他有一个应许没有做到神会失去他永恒的荣耀。
He says, now Timothy, do you have fears? Timothy says, yep.
他说现在提摩太你害怕吗提摩太说是。
He says, Timothy, do you have tears?Timothy says, yeah, I got tears.
他说提摩太呢你现在流泪吗提摩太是我经常流泪。
And then Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, will the Lord keep his promises?
然后使徒保罗跟提摩太说呢提摩太神会持守他的应许吗
Timothy says, yes.
Jesus
must keep his promises. His whole character is at stake. If he doesn't keep his promises, he loses his glory forever. And it's not going to happen.
所以提摩太呢说呢是的是的那个啊我相信神的应许神所有的应许神所有的性格和本质都是决定了神会完成神的所有的应许如果神有一个没有完成神就会失去他永恒的荣耀这是永远不可能发生的
Then Paul ends this little letter to Timothy and he says now verse 19 greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus
所以在这封信的结尾呢使徒保罗是这样讲的问百基拉雅居拉和阿尼瑟弗一家的人安。
Okay, he's basically saying, Timothy, this is all good stuff. I gotta go now. But remember, say hi to Priscilla and Aquila and to Onesiphorus' household.
所以呢使徒保罗说提摩太我把所有的好事情都告诉你了但是呢我现在要走了你要记得问百基拉雅居拉和阿尼瑟夫一家人好。
God is so good. He addresses all these great things and then he says, and by the way, say hello to so-and-so for me. God's way up here in love and he's way down here in care for those he loves.
其实人呢是如此的美善他说这呢这些所有的这些好东西都给你了然后呢这是上面的但是呢也对那些特别的每一几个人说问他们好所以神的爱呢让他不仅是关注我们整个也为个别的人他也关心他们。
Now, it says say hello to Priscilla and Aquila, they were wonderful workers,co-workers with the Apostle Paul. They did a marvelous work for God.
所以他说他问那个百基拉雅居拉好他们两个人呢是使徒保罗的那个非常好的那个同工他们为神做了很神奇的工作。
And an Onesiphorus was also a great man of God. He actually sought Paul out whenchapter 1 and verse 16.
所以呢实际上呢那个阿尼瑟弗呢他也是一个非常好的人。实际上在第一章的第16节里呢阿尼瑟弗呢他是看着保罗出来的。
This is what Onesiphorus did. We'll just read a couple of verses. May the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus because he often refreshed me when I was in prison and was not ashamed of my chains. On the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched for me, hard for me, until he found me.
你是这样，这就是啊，你是否在使徒保罗身上行的善事？第十六节、第十七节、第十八节是这样说的：听他后书一章，愿主念主怜悯安息色弗一家的人，因他屡次说畅快不依我的所念为耻，反倒在罗马的时候殷勤的找我，并且找着了。愿主使他在那日得主的怜悯，他在以弗所怎样多多的服侍我，是你明明知道的。
The question is, why doesn't the line read, greet Priscilla and Aquila and Onesiphorus?
问题是为什么他要问亚居拉、百居拉和安尼瑟夫这三个人安？
I think the reason is, because you see, I think Onesiphorus died and went to heaven.
所以呢，我这问题是这样的，我认为。
But I think Paul's affection for Onesiphorus was so much that he said, Timothy, you go to Onesiphorus' family, maybe his widow, maybe his sons and daughters, and you tell them hello for me. You tell them how much I appreciated their husband, their father.
保罗他是如此的感谢这个阿尼瑟夫，尽管阿尼瑟夫去了天堂呢，他跟提摩太说，提摩太，你要去他家里的人，跟他的遗孀，或者跟他的儿子儿女说，啊，我非常感激你们有这么好的一个丈夫，或者就是父亲。
It is true, isn't it, that if you honor the Lord will not only honor you, but he'll honor your family too.
所以这是真的，如果你给神带来荣誉呢，神同样会给你，不光给你，也给你的家人荣誉。When
I was a little boy, I got lots of honor just because I was my daddy's son.
所以呢，当我还是个小男孩的时候，我得到了大量的荣誉，仅仅是因为我是我父亲的儿子。
And they used to say to me, oh, you must be a good boy if you're your daddy's son. And they did nice things to me because I was my daddy's son. And Onesiphorus' children, they got all kinds of blessings because they were Onesiphorus' children.
其实呢，当我因为我周围的人呢，对我都挺好。说如果你是你爸爸的孩子呢，你一定是个好孩子。所以呢，他们对他都非常好，因为这里讲到阿尼瑟夫一家人呢，他们的阿尼瑟夫的家里的人都会因为阿尼瑟夫受到别人的尊重。Then
in verse 20, he says, Erastus stayed at Corinth. I left Trophimus sick in Miletus.
第二节说呢，以拉都在格林多住下了，特罗菲摩病了，我就留在他，我就留他在米利都。And
I think these two men, Erastus and Trophimus, were probably younger men like Timothy.
我认为这两个人呢，是个以拉都呢和特罗菲摩呢，可能比提摩太还要年轻。They
had jobs to do, teaching and preaching the truth of the Lord Jesus in other parts of the country. And so Paul just said, that's what they're doing. Timothy, Trophimus is at Miletus and Erastus is at Corinth, so you better come to me. I need somebody here with me.
实际上呢，这个以拉都呢，特罗菲呢，他们可能在其他的这个国家的其他的部分呢传福音，所以呢，他跟提摩太说，以拉都呢，他在格林多，然后特罗菲摩呢，他也病了，他留在米利都，所以他我把他们两个人都留在那里。 所以呢，我现在需要人照顾，所以提摩太，你要来跟我在一起。And
he says, you try to get here before winter. I'm not sure. He may have thought he was going to get cold. There could be other things. He say, Timothy, try to come as soon as you can. You'll be a help to me if you come. You try to come before winter.
第二天就是你要赶在冬天以前来。 所以我认为保罗呢，当时他可能就是冬天来了，他会很冷，所以呢，他就是跟提摩太说，你要赶紧来，赶紧在冬天来之前把我的衣服带了，来到我这里。
And then he says, now remember, Timothy, Eubulus greets you, so does Pudens, Linus, Claudia, all the brothers, they're all greeting you, Timothy.
最后面接着说呢，提摩太，你要记住这个，尤布罗。 不田、利卢、格劳底亚和众兄弟呢，他们都问你好。We
are a family.
我们是一个大家庭。It
is wonderful. You're my brother, my sister. I'm your brother. We're all in this together. What a wonderful family we are.
所以这是一个极其美妙的家庭。 你是我的弟兄姊妹，我是你的弟兄，这是一个多么美好的家庭。Now
the fact is, I didn't choose you to be in my family, and you didn't choose me to be in your family.
所以事实上呢，你并没有选择我做你的家人，我也没选择你们做我的家人。Now
the question is, did God make a big mistake when he put you in my family and me in your family?
你的问题就是神做了一个犯了一个很大的错吗? 他把你我放在同一个家庭里?
And the answer is no. He didn't make mistakes when he put our families together.
答案当然不是的。 就是说神把我们放在一起并不是一个失误。Okay,
so I didn't choose you and you didn't choose me to be in the family of God together.
所以呢，我没有选择你，你也没有选择我在神的家庭里。But
you know the truth? The longer we're together, the more I love you each one.
所以你知道这个事实吗? 这个真相就是说, 我跟你们相处的时间越久, 我越爱你们。And
when we're not together, I miss you.
当我们不在一起的时候, 我会想你们。And
when I lie awake in the middle of the night, I say, Lord, whatever happened to so-and-so? She's supposed to be in the family. We never see her anymore. And my heart aches and I cry.
所以当我在半夜醒来的时候呢，我想起某某某某人，他应该是在神的家庭里，但是他却不再来了。我就说呢，主啊，在他身上发生了什么，我就开始哭。You
and I are a beautiful family. God put us together. We need one another. We're never happy unless we're all together. And the blessing of God is upon us. When we're all together.
实际上我们是一个美丽的家庭，神把你我都放在这个大家里，我们大家都互相需要。当我们大家在一起的时候呢，神的那个赐福呢，就会降临在我们每个人身上。Praise
the Lord for each one in the family. And right now, I want to thank you for being part of my family. God was very kind to me when he gave you and you to be my brother, to be my sister. What a marvelous, kind thing that was of God to me. Thank you for being part of the family.
所以呢，我们要赞美神，赞美神，让我们都在这么一个美丽的家庭里。 我也为你们大家赞美神，但是现在呢，我要感谢神，感谢神，这是一个多么美妙的事情！神把你我，把你们所有的都放在我的这个大家庭里，成为我的家人，我要感谢主。
Then he ends with the beautiful words, "The Lord be with your spirit.
那这结尾呢是一个美丽的一段经文，愿主与你的灵同在。
That's about all that matters, isn't it? If the Lord is with you, you don't have a problem. If the Lord is not with you, you don't have any hope at all.
所以呢，实际上呢，这就是所有的一切。如果主和你同在呢，你就没有问题；如果主不与你同在呢，你就一点指望都没有。You
say, Lord, it's true. Would you just stay with my spirit, please? Let me stay with you. You stay with me. If we go together, that's all I want.
所以你说主啊，求您的灵停留在我这里面，我的灵也在您里面。这样呢，如果我们的灵互相在一起，我们在一起就没有任何的问题了。
And if he goes with us, then grace will be with us. His grace will go with us. His loving kindness, his tender mercies, they'll all be with us when we go with him and he goes with us.
其实现在如果主与我们同在呢，那么主的恩典呢就常与我们同在。但主的那些主的爱。 主的那个很久的爱，主的所有的柔顺，所有的一切都是和我们在一起的。All
right, that's the story of 2 Timothy. We spent a lot of time there. It's a marvelous book.
现在这就是提摩太书整个就讲完了，我们花了很多时间，这是一本很神奇的一本书。Do
you have any questions now, comments? Or any further thoughts on the subject of 2 Timothy. We'll carry on into Titus, but we should make sure that we understand 2 Timothy. Questions or comments, please.
所以你们大家有没有任何的问题？你们有没有任何的想法？所以在我们学下一步学习提摩太后书呢，我们应该把提摩太后书呢完全搞明白。 所以请大家提出问题和自己的看法。All
right, sometimes it's hard to come up with the question. If you have questions, you write them down, remember them. We can talk about them next time or any time. Good to have your questions answered, so we're happy to get them.
所以呢，如果你们大家有问题呢，现在就可以提出来。如果因为提问题呢，有时候并不是说马上你心里就会有问题。如果你有问题呢，你就把问题写下来。 或者这次我们会回答你，或者下次会回答你。我们希望你的问题能够找到答案。Okay,
let's take a look at the book of Titus.
所以呢，我们大家开始翻到提多书。And
my first question will be, we're going to look at the book of Titus. What does the word Titus mean?
所以我们要学习提多书。提多书呢，我的第一个问题呢，提多是什么意思？
Titus, we're going to read, was the man that Paul left on the island of Crete to establish the churches that were there.
所以呢，实际上提多呢，就是保罗他留在一个岛上，岛上让那里建立教会的一个人。
So he had a big job. The Cretan people were not very cultured people. They were rather a bad lot.
实际上呢，当时呢，他在那个地方的人呢，他留在这里，他有一个很艰难的工作，因为这里的人呢，他们并不是很开化。
And so Titus somehow had to encourage them, had to teach them, had to lead them, had to correct them and change them.
因为实际上呢，提多的任务在那里呢，他必须去纠正他们的一些错误，必须去提升他们，必须去教育他们神的真理。
So what kind of a person could do that?
所以哪一类的人可以去做那样的事呢？
And so Titus' name simply means nurse.
所以提多的名字呢，基本的意思呢就是护士。
How many of you ladies are nurses?
所以你们这些女士们有谁是当过护士的？
Anybody a nurse?
谁当过护士呢？
Okay, how many of us should be like a nurse? Raise your hand if you should be like a nurse.
所以你们谁应该是像个护士那样，你们可以举手。
We should all be like a nurse because that is God's plan for us. We should all be like a nurse as we help one another.
因为我们所有的人呢，都应该像个护士那样，这就是神在我们身上的计划。我们每个人都要像护士那样去照顾别人。Have
you ever been sick and been cared for by a nice nurse?
所以你有没有病过，病的时候呢，得到了一个非常友好的一个护士的照顾，你有没有这样的经历？
I was in hospital once.
他住过一次院。
I think that I was attended to by two or three doctors.
当时呢，有两到三个医生在照顾他。
There were probably a dozen or two dozen other people who were helping me through whatever I was going through.
当时呢，可能有12到24个人呢，他们在周围呢，在帮助他来做那些治疗。
And there was one nice nurse.
里面呢，有一个非常友好的护士。
I was pretty sick. I was pretty weak. And I said to that nurse, I said, you know, you're the only one who convinced me that you care about me. The doctors didn't care.
因为实际上呢，他说呢，当时呢，他病得非常重，他也非常的虚弱。他的那个友好的护士说，说你让我感觉到你是那个唯一的关心我的人。你甚至医生呢，其他的护士他们都不是真的关心我。
A lot of the others didn't care, but there was one nurse who really did care. I was so thankful for that one nurse.
所以呢，实际上呢，那么多的人都没有人关心他，但是有一个人非常友好的护士关心他，所以他非常感激那个人。
What amazed me was that as I was checking out of the hospital, she said to me, now, did so-and-so do this for you?
所以呢，对我来说很神奇的是，当我出院的时候，她问我说，谁谁谁给你做了这件事吗？
I said, well, no, nobody spoke to me about that. She said, I will do that for you.
所以她说呢，没有人告诉我那么做，所以她说呢，我就会为你做这件事。
And then she said, what about those papers? Do you have those papers? I said, no, I didn't know there were papers. Oh, she says, I'll have to go and get those papers. And over and over and over again, she did the things that other people should have done and didn't do.
所以她说，这些文件你都看过，你都做了没有？她说，没有。她说，好吧，那我就帮你做。 实际上，那个友好的护士帮其他的那些本该做这项工作的人却没有做的人做了他们该做的事儿。
I thought to myself, I'd be in really bad shape If it weren't for this lady, she's a kind nurse, she's a helpful nurse, and she's a beneficial nurse.
所以那时候我就想呢，如果没有这个护士呢，我可能我的状态会变得非常糟糕，因为这个护士呢，她是一个有爱的，是一个非常有帮助的，是一个非常友好的一个护士。
So here we are now, we're going to be studying Titus, and we're going to learn how to do the work of God, but we're going to learn to do it the way Titus would have done it. We want to be a loving, kind nurse.
实际上这就是我们今天要学习这本书的原因。我们所有的人呢，要学习，学习像提摩啊提多那样去做一个友好的、有爱心的护士。
All right, it reads like this. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ for the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness.
实际上第一节，提多书第一章第一节，神的仆人，基督耶稣的使徒保罗，凭着神显明的信心，以尽全真理的知识。
All right, so what is godliness?
什么就是敬虔呢?
Okay, this says that there is the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness.
这里讲的呢，有信心和知识呢，让你有敬虔。
If someone were to describe you, would they say, she is a godly person?
所以如果人有其有一个人描述你，他会说，他是一个敬虔的人吗？
And you would probably say, well, I'm not sure what godliness is, but yes, I would like to be godly. I would like to be characterized by godliness.
你会说呢，我不知道敬虔是什么意思，但是呢， 肯定的，我想敬虔，我想让人家觉得我的本性格品格就是敬虔。
But the question is, what does godliness mean? And in its simplest sense, it means being like God.
敬虔呢，是什么意思呢？ 它是一个很简单的意思，就是说你要像神一样。Not
necessarily being like God in power, but being like God in character.
所以呢，并不是说一定说你要像神那样有大能，而是你要像神的品格。I
would like to love like Jesus.
所以呢，我想呢，就像主耶稣基督那样。I
would like to be kind like Jesus.
我要像主耶稣基督那样友好。I
would like to be patient like Jesus.
我要像主耶稣基督那样有耐心。There
are so many things that I would like to be, which by nature I am not, but I would like to be like Jesus. That's what godliness is.
所以有很多很多的事儿在我的本性里其实没有的。我想要在那样的事情像主耶稣基督，所以这就是敬虔的意思。
So Paul says, Titus, who am I? And he says, I'm a servant of God, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ, and I'm here for the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness.
使徒保罗跟提多说，提多，我是谁？我是神的仆人，耶稣基督的使徒保罗。 凭着神显明的信心，以敬虔真理的知识。So
my job, says Paul, my job is to tell people about the truth of God so that they will end up being like Jesus too.
因为使徒本能说呢，我的工作呢，就是告诉人家主耶稣基督，告诉神的真理，所以这样呢。 被告知的人呢，最后他们也像主耶稣基督一样。All
right, so what's the foundation of all this? Verse 2. It's a faith and a knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life.
所以这所有的一切的基石是在哪里？就是在第二节，盼望那无谎言的神在万古之前所应许的永生。Do
you have eternal life?
你有永生吗？
Are you convinced that you have eternal life?
你确信你有永生吗？
And the fact of eternal life is the foundation of all the blessings that come from and with godliness.
实际上呢，这所有的永生呢，是所有的一切的敬虔的人从神得到赐福的一个基础。
Okay, so some people say, you know, the problem with Christianity is it's always talking about eternal life.
所以有一些人说呢，你们基督教的那个问题就是你们总在说永生。
And the answer that they often give is there's more to eternal life. There's this life. I've got to live this life too.
因为是答案呢，就是说还有不光仅仅是永生，也有今生。
And of course, the answer always is that if you are not living this life in the hope of eternal life, you're missing out all about this life and eternal life.
实际上呢，这问题就是这样的：如果你不是在今生有着永生的盼望，那么你就把所有的今生
Eternal life begins in this life.
所以呢，永生是从今生开始。This
life is the foundation of eternal life, but the foundation of this life is eternal life in the sense that without it, you will never live this life properly.
所以实际上呢， 今生呢是永生的基础，如果没有今生这样一个永生的基础呢，你就永远活不出有一个永生的这样的今生来。So
what do we know about eternal life, verse 2?
所以第二节我们知道什么是永生呢？
It says God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time that he would give us eternal life.
神在万古之先所应许的永生。When
did the concept of eternal life begin? Answer, long before there was a world, long before there was a sun and moon and stars.
这个永生的概念是什么时候形成呢？答案就是早在世界创立之前。
The concept that we have preached at us today is evolution. And that simply says, because the earth is here and the sun is there and everything else is there, life grew out of that.
地球自从有了太阳，自从有了月亮，地球上就开始有了生命，这些生命在不断的进化。God
says, no, that's not the way it was at all. Long before time began, God said, I want to give them eternal life.
所以神说呢，这进化呢是完全错误的，一点道理都没有，是在整个在创世之前，我就已经给了你们永生。
Why did God make the world?
神为什么要创立世界呢?
So that you and I could live here, so that he could give us eternal life.
所以呢，你我可以住在这个世界里，住在世界里呢，神就可以赐给我们永生。
Does that make you feel rather important?
这个让你感觉到是更重要一点吗?
Okay, so you go around, you look at the moon one day. And you simply say to your friend, do you know why that moon is there?
有一天你看着天上的月亮，你跟你的朋友说，你知道为什么月亮在天上吗？
And your friend says, no, I don't know. You say, I'll tell you why. That moon is there because God knew that I would need it because he wants to give me eternal life and he knows I need a moon to make it all work.
所以呢，你就是说你不知道，但是我知道啊。我知道为什么月亮在你什么月亮放在那里，是因为神知道我在地球上需要一个月亮。就我在地球上有那个月亮，这个月亮呢，就可以让我活在这个地球上。我需要这样一个月亮呢，神就可以给我永生。
So that was his plan when he put the moon in the sky, when he put the oceans around the world, when he put the mountains and he put the valleys. His whole plan was so that he could give you and me eternal life.
所以这就是所有的神的所有的计划的神的所有的旨意。当神把月亮放在那里的时候，把海放在我们周围的时候，把山放在那里的时候，把山谷放在那里的时候，他知道我们都需要这些，然后神就给我们永生。
That's what he says in verse 3. He says, at his appointed season, he brought his word to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God our Savior.
第三节说，到了日期，藉着传扬的功夫，把他的道显明了。这传扬的责任是按着神，我们救主的命令交托了我。
So what is God's plan for you?
所以神在你身上的旨意是什么?
Answer, to have eternal life. What is God's purpose for me?
这答案呢，是给你永生。那么神对我的那个计划是什么呢?
To tell you how you can have eternal life. That's what I'm here for.
其实我就是在这里告诉你怎么可以得到永生，这就是我在这里讲的原因。
Okay, it's also very simple and so wonderful.
所以呢，同样呢，一直就是非常简单，也非常的美丽。
And it does sound a little amazing, but you look at the sky, you say, God put those there so that I could have eternal life. God put the moon there so I could have eternal life. God put the mountains there so I could have eternal life. And God sent Harold to preach to me so that I could have eternal life. That's pretty humbling, Harold, but it's true.
你就说呢，你跟你自己说，神把那一切放在天上，月亮放在天上，为什么放在那里？把天上所有东西放在那里是为了给我永生，把山立在这里是为了给我永生，把海洋放在这里是为了给我永生，把Harold放在这里是为了教我怎么知道永生，所以。 我就，这是非常谦卑的一个说法，但是事实就是这样。Are
you here today by accident?
你是一个偶然的机会来到这里的吗?
No.
不是。
Am I here today by accident? No.
他是因为偶然在今天在这里讲吗？不是。
God sent you, God sent me, God sends us. Together, he puts us into our family because he has a plan for each one of us. Hallelujah.
所以神把你派到这里来，把你们派到这里，把我派到这里来。所以神把我们都放在一个神的大家庭里，在我们身上有神的旨意要成全。 Hallelujah.
Now, the opposite of all that is evolution.
所以呢，相反的呢，就是进化论。Evolution
says we just there happened to be on Earth, there happened to be a universe, there just happened to be some life-forming elements, and you and I just happened to be here.
所以呢，就是进化论就是就那么一个偶然的就发生了。所以那里呢，偶然的有山，偶然的有生命。 偶然的呢，有元素，所以呢，这一切都是偶然发生的。There
was no mind that planned it. There is no purpose behind it, they say. There is no reason for it. There is no responsibility in it. None of it has any meaning at all. Isn't that wonderful?
See, 那就是那个进化论，他就说呢，没有人计划这一切，也没有我们在人生里也没有什么责任职责，我们也没有什么未来，我们也没有什么那个要发生的事情。这个听起来是可行的吗？
The philosophy of our day says there's no point, there's no reason, there's no purpose, there's no good, there's no evil, there's no anything of significance. It's all just happened. Who cares?
这个世界的哲学，他就说呢，这个东西根本就没有任何的意义，也没有任何的点，也没有任何的其他的，也没有任何的这个，所有的东西都是偶然发生的，就不要去管它。
Paul says, Titus, would you remember this? God made you a nurse. Now get out there and you start healing some sick people and helping them and encouraging them. There is purpose, hope, meaning, and eternal judgment. Titus, get going.
实际上呢，使徒保罗跟提多说，提多什么？你造成一个护士，所以你要去起来，起来去治愈那些有需求的人，你要告诉他们，告诉他们所有的一切，去帮助他们，让他们知道有大的审判。所以
he says in verse 4, to Titus, my true son in our common faith.
所以第四节说呢， 现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道，做我真的儿子的。Why
does Paul call Titus his true son?
为什么使徒保罗叫提多真儿子？
Was Titus the actual son? Was Paul the physical son of Titus?
所以呢，实际上呢，提多呢是使徒保罗的他的。 就生物上的父亲吗？
Well, not, certainly not in a physical sense.
所以当然不是指这个肉体上的。
But Paul says, Timothy, you're my true son, which means it's not in a physical sense, but it's probably in a much more important real sense. You are my son in that you believe the truth that I taught to you.
实际上在这里当然不是说提多是保罗身体的儿子，这里讲到的呢，是说使徒保罗跟提多传了真理，传了神的真理，然后提多接受了，从这个意义上来说，提多是使徒保罗的真儿子。
So each of us have two families, don't we?
我们要选择两个家庭，是不是？
We have a natural family and we have a spiritual family.
因为我们有自然的家庭，我们也有属灵的家庭。
Is the natural family very important?
所以呢，我们自然的家庭它重要吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是的。
Is the spiritual family less important?
所以那个属灵的家庭比那个没那么重要吗？
And the answer is no. Both are vitally important. We have a responsibility to our spiritual family, to our natural family. We must reach out as a nurse to both parts of our families, to our spiritual, to our natural family. Titus, that's your job. I am your spiritual father. You reach out to your natural family and your spiritual family.
所以呢，答案是呢，我们属灵的家庭，那确实是重要，是极其重要的。 所以呢，我们的自然家庭也重要。所以这样呢，我们要出去，出 出去传福音，这里讲到呢，听保罗跟提摩太提多说呢，提多你出去像一个护士那样去关心其他的人，让他们都来到这个属灵的家里。
And so Titus could very well say, well, I'm certainly not qualified for being a nurse, and I don't know what I'm doing here in Crete, and I got lots of problems, and this is a huge responsibility because it's all about eternal life. And Paul says at the end of verse 4, Titus, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. You'll get along fine, Titus, because you'll get grace and peace from God our Father.
所以提多呢说呢，这个使徒保罗说，我都不清楚我到底够不够资格在这里传福音，在这个克里特这里。但是呢，我都不知道怎么去做，我也没有那方面的知识，我都不知道怎么去告诉别人得到永生。但是呢，使徒保罗跟提多说，在这世界的时候不是这样的，你要去做神的工的话呢，神的恩典、怜悯、平安呢，都会归于你。
So have you noticed that if you go through the Bible, you find that Christians have big responsibilities?
所以呢，你有没有发现，如果你去搜一下圣经里面的，通常呢，基督徒呢有极大的责任。
And the answer of God is, it's very simple. You can fulfill those responsibilities because
神给我们的答案呢是极其的简单的，你会完成你的职责的，因为神的恩典会和你同在。
We could never do what God wants us to do if he didn't promise to be with us.
所以呢，如果神没有允许他和我们在一起，我们不可能做成任何一件事。But
as you go through life, not just in a biblical sense, but in the normal sense of life, very often you're given a responsibility, and your mother, your boss, your teacher says, you do this. You say, I can't. And he says, don't worry, I will help you.
实际上呢，在你回顾你的人生，不光是说属圣经的这样去讲的，就算是在你平常的人生里面，你的妈妈、你的老板或者你的老师叫你去做这样一件事，然后你说我不会做，然后他们就会跟你说，不要担心，我会帮你的。
Hey, that's the plan of God. We can't do it. We could never think about doing it alone, but God says, I'll help you do it. You can do it because I will help you.
这就是跟我们现在做的是一样。我们很多事情我们从来没有想到我们能去做，也没有想到靠我们自己能做到，但神跟我们说，你不要担心，我会与你同在的，我会帮你去做这件事的。
Have you ever noticed that the entire story of the Bible is, you just believe me, I'll help you. It's all promises. It's all encouragements. It's all blessings because all we have to do is believe him and he will help us.
你只要相信我，我就会给你鼓励你，神就会给你赐福。所以呢，只要你去所有圣经里所有的应许都是那么讲的，就是说你只要做神的工，神就会帮助你。
Why do we keep teaching the Bible?
为什么我们一直要教圣经呢？
Because there's no other source of promises like this. There's no other hope of blessing like this. There's no other truth like this.
因为除了圣经以外，没有这样的真理，也没有这样的应许，也没有这样，你再找不到这样的盼望在其他地方。
Everywhere you go in the Bible, it's just more promises to those who will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你在圣经里，你越找就越多，所有的东西都是那样的应许，只要你信主耶稣基督。
And so you and I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, I choose to believe you.
所以你我都会说呢，感谢您主耶稣基督，我选择相信。
All right, well, that's a bit of an introduction to the book of Titus. We'll get into the detail, Lord willing, next week. Maybe get some questions. In the meantime, may the Lord bless us according to his promises.
实际上呢，我们呢今天就学到这里。你们可能有些问题，你们要提出来，现在也可以提出来，就说呢，我们要希望主耶稣基督，我们其实盼望着主耶稣基督实现他的应许，赐福给我们。
All right, let's have a word of prayer, and then we can go today.
因为我们来祷告，然后今天就结束了。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises of the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经里的应许献上感恩。You
promised to be with Timothy, and a great work was accomplished.
所以呢，您应许要和提摩太同在，所以提一个伟大的神的工作完成了。You
promised to be with Titus, and a great work was accomplished.
所以您应许和提多同在，同样神的工也一个伟大的工作也完成了。And
Lord, you have promised to be with each of us if we believe you, and a great and an eternal work will be accomplished if we only believe you. Lord, help us believe you.
主啊，您就说您选择我们，你要与我们同在，只要我们相信您。如果我们相信您的话呢，主所有的永恒的工作和伟大的神的工都会完成。主啊，求您帮助我们相信您。Lord,
thank you for the privilege of being with you today. Bless each one of us who's here, we pray.
所以呢，主啊，我们非常感恩今天有这样的荣幸。 和来到您的面前，求您赐福给我们在座的每一个人。Lord,
bless also those who are not with us, especially those in China today, who would like to be with us and who were often with us in the past.
所以呢，主要也同样赐福给那些通常过去和我们在一起，特别是那些在中国的，他们一直和我们过去和我们在一起的，求您也赐福给他们。
Bless us, Lord, we pray. Keep us in your love and fear. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以呢，主，求您赐福给我们，也保持我们在您的爱里敬畏您。求您赐福给我们。
We give thanks in your name. Amen.
我们奉您的名献上感恩。Amen.
Amen. Thank you all again.
Amen. Thank you. 谢谢大家。
I've got to do one other thing. There's a lady with us today who's in an iPhone and a Chinese name, and I think I remember you, but I'm not sure. Who are you?
因为今天呢，还有一件事要做的，就是这个李俊杰的iPhone，这个Harold，他觉得他记得你，我们看着也面熟，但是你可不可以自我介绍一下你？ 你要把那个话筒打开，你要 unmute
一下。对，can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi Harold, this is me. This is May.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Hello.
Where have you been?
In Vancouver.
Good. We're glad you're back today.
I'm happy to see you.
Yes, it's been a long time. I can't remember when you were when I saw you last, but probably I don't remember you on Zoom. I remember you before Zoom.
Yeah, yeah. This is my husband's, about this goal, my husband helped me to do it. So it is my husband's name on the phone.
On the phone. Very yeah. good. Very good. Well, we're so glad to see you.
Yeah.
So you know where we are now. Keep coming back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
你的英文名字是May是吧?
Yeah.
M-A-Y.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, that's right. And the more I looked at you, the more I said, I think that's me, but I couldn't really remember your name as well as I should. But anyway, wonderful to see you.
Yeah. Thank you.
May used to come to our Bible studies 6 years ago, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Long time. Yeah.
Yeah, long time.
Good.
你还是很早就认识他了，可能五六年前他在那参加过我们的圣经学习，所以他现在又回来，还是非常欢迎他回来。因为他现在知道我们的，对，知道所有的信息，他知道我们在哪里学习，经常来。Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you all. The Lord bless you today. We'll see you as the meetings go on during the week. May, do you have a full schedule of our Zoom meetings?
I think if I have time, I can take part in this program.
This one and others. There are many others. So
yeah, yeah.
Someone will get you a list of the others. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.